Here we are again. Today we will be dealing with learning how to snatch time for prayer. We will focus on becoming more conscious of our lives and what we carry within us. It will be a chance to try to notice, to listen, and to connect in our busyness and noisy lives. What helps you focus when your life seems out of control?
Well, for me, I know I have to snatch time as best I can. I take care of my mom, I oversee an office of six who do the books for a rather large company, and I have to keep up with my own house. It seems like I'm always on the run. I have to get to work before everyone else and stay later to finish things up. Then, on my way home, I stop to check in on Mom at the nursing home. I find my best way of praying is whenever there's a lull at work. I snatch a few minutes here or there to remember God is with me. I even write in my journal sometimes at my desk so I won't forget what was going on at that time.
That's because you're so focused. I'm impressed. But that sure is not me. I find it so hard to concentrate with so much going on.
Well, don't give me more credit than I deserve, Rusty. I find it hard to notice God lots of times. Just because I pray doesn't mean that I feel successful at it. Most of the time, I don't realize God is with me until something really disturbs me.
My family keeps me praying. We say a prayer before meals and when I put the kids to bed. The kids' prayer forces me to pray. You know, I still carry a St. Christopher medal with me. I guess he's no longer a saint, I hear, but he still means something to me. During the day, when I put my hand in my pocket, the medal reminds me that I'm not alone and that someone is there to carry me along. Since my youngest child gave me the medal, whenever I feel the medal, it reminds me of my family, and I ask God to be with them.
For me, it's coming to church on Sunday. That reminds me of God. I give thanks for my life and definitely ask for what I need. But through the week, I really struggle to remember to pray. By the time the day is done, I am so tired, I usually forget to pray. And if I try doing the review of my day, I often fall asleep and sometimes I don't want to hear what God has to say.
Funny you mentioned that, Helen. Just this week, a friend of mine told me that she'd started a journal this summer. She says she writes down 5 things every night to be thankful for. And this woman is a busy mom with 3 kids and teaching school herself. I guess she just snatches time when she can. The idea sounded interesting. I just wish I had more quiet time to do something like that.
Snatching time? Sounds kind of odd to me. I mean, isn't time just that? Time? You either have it or you don't. And I usually don't have time to spend praying. I have enough trouble keeping up with what I've got to get done. I figure when I need to talk to God, I talk to Him. Sometimes I wonder if he's even too busy to listen to me, so why bother?
Well, I guess by now it's no secret that Mother Teresa is my heroine in life. One of the things that amazes me is that as busy as she was, she still seemed to have time to remain spiritual. I don't know, she just seemed close to God.
I read somewhere that Mother Teresa chose to pray at the open doors and windows of wherever she was. She said she did not want to miss anything. She wanted to hear the noises and reality of the streets of Calcutta, because she was convinced that was where to find God. People lived and died in that noise, not in quiet. I find it an interesting idea, but I wonder how she did it too.
Our challenge is not so different. Aren't we also called to open our doors and windows? I mean, if we don't find God in everyday life, even in the noise, where are we going to find God?
I do have one thing I make time for every night, the news. I never miss it. It's my time to catch up on things and to unwind a little. But the news these days sure makes it hard to unwind. The crime, the violence, the scandals. I wonder how Mother Teresa would pray there.
Lots of ideas and questions tonight, gang. It's just what the doctor ordered, so to speak. Let's try to discover a way to notice God in the midst of the busyness and the noise.